Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namane Namaste Sarasate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gauravaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We're in the holy dham of Mayapur, Mayapur Navadvip Dham, the place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended in order to give love of God, Krishna Prema Pradayate, to everyone. In the Antya Lila, after having completed Adi Lila Madhya Lila, the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, here in Navadvip, and then after leaving Navadvip, heading for Puri in South India and going to Vrindavan and all around, and so many years in Puri, Antya Lila begins with giving some details of some wonderful features of Lord Chaitanya's munificence. Munificence is a nice word. It's like superlative compassion. There's compassion and then there's munificence. Extreme compassion. So in that light, he begins describing how Lord Chaitanya entered the devotees from Bengal to come to be with him for 4 months, to come and attend the Rath Yatra and stay following the Rath Yatra to enjoy Kirtan and his association and the association of the other devotees. And year after year, the numbers grew in thousands and tens of thousands and tens of thousands. So many people came, and just being in Lord Chaitanya's contact, as he says, just seeing his lotus feet and being in that association, their love of God became fully awakened. And then they went to their places and gave that love of God to others. Then he describes, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami describes, but there were still others who were not the recipients of that direct association of Lord Chaitanya, and therefore he empowered others. And he empowered them in such a way and to such a degree. Same thing, just by seeing their lotus feet, just by their association, love of God was completely awakened. And the one example that's used to illustrate, not to say that's the only one, was Nakula Brahmachari. Now those of you that are familiar with Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, how many times have you heard the name Nakula Brahmachari? Very little. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, it's mentioned. But in Chaitanya Charitamrita, his name is singled out just in this one chapter as a Shakyavesha avatar or Anavesha avatar. So what does that mean? Avesha means Shakti Avesha, given the fullness of Lord Chaitanya's empowerment. Specifically, Krishnadas Kaviraj says that Nakula Brahmachari, Lord Chaitanya, desiring to give love of God to others through him because of his purity, he entered into his heart and sat there, or stood there, or from his heart he empowered Nakula Brahmachari in giving ecstatic to others. Here's the description. By direct meeting, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered the three worlds. Some people, however, could not go and were entangled in material activities. To deliver people in regions throughout the universe who could not meet him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally entered the bodies of pure devotees. Thus, he empowered living beings, his pure devotees, by manifesting in them so much of his own devotion that people in all other countries became devotees by seeing them. And he gives the example of Nakula Brahmachari. And in the verse it says Nakula Brahmachari was for Kalna, where we're going tomorrow. And then the detail is there's a suburb or a village very near to Ambika Kalna. You know how it is. When in the West I ask people, where are you from? They say Hyderabad. Or they say Andhra. They say Hyderabad. Are you from Hyderabad? Or are you from some other part of Andhra? They say, no, Hyderabad. And you get to know them a little bit more, and it's really far from Hyderabad, but just because everybody knows Hyderabad, they say Hyderabad. It's just easier. So he was from a place called Piyari Ganja, which is a neighborhood town. So we were going to go there yesterday on our way to Goridas Pandit's place, but now we're going this way. Desiring to deliver all the people of Bengal, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the heart of Nakula Brahmachari. Nakula Brahmachari became exactly like a man haunted by a ghost. Thus he sometimes laughed, sometimes cried, sometimes danced, and sometimes chanted like a madman. He continuously exhibited bodily transformations of transcendental love. He cried, trembled, became stunned, perspired, danced in love of Godhead, and made sounds like those of a cloud. I guess that's thunder. I don't know how you make a sound like a cloud, but that's what it says. His body shone with the same luster as that of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he showed the same absorption in ecstatic love of Godhead. He was a replica, or an emissary, or an impersonality that exhibited love of God, and everyone, the verses following say, people came just to see the exhibitions of ecstatic love and see his divine form and hear him speak. And whoever he came in contact with received Krishna Prema. Just come in contact with him. But they came perhaps more of curiosity than the desire to receive Krishna Prema, but that's what they got, Krishna Prema. And then it describes that there was one devotee named Shivananda Sen. You've heard the name Shivananda Sen. You heard that just today. The deity of Shivananda Sen was on the altar at Saranga Thakur's temple. And he is the one who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked to look after financial affairs of Vasudev Dutta. And he's the one who took everyone, because he was like a father, like the elder of the whole community, to go and take everyone every year, made all the arrangements, all the logistics, traveling from Bengal to Puri. And it was dangerous because they were crossing places where there were dacoits and not very friendly kings, but he just dealt with everyone very expertly and got everyone safely to Puri. So the same Shivananda Sen We're going to, the last day, visit very near to where he stayed. And we'll hear more about him. But he heard about the Kula Brahmachari. And, you know, you sometimes hear something and you wonder, really? So he had one of those. Really? So he devised a test. He said, I'm going to go to the house of Nakula Brahmachari, where there's throngs, hundreds and thousands of people that come to see him every day. And I'll just mingle with the crowd like everybody else. And if he points me out to my Gayatri mantra, because Gayatri mantra is a secret mantra, nobody knows except the guru that gives the mantra and the one that receives the mantra. If he knows my mantra, if he can tell me without my even asking him what the mantra is, then I'll accept that he's actually Lord Chaitanya is within his heart and guiding him. So he went. Now I wish I could show you the other picture that we don't have, but it's just give you a, in words I'll paint the picture. The front part of it, his house is very simple. The house of Nakula Brahmachari. He's a Brahmachari. So it was a very simple house with very simple altar, and here's Nakula Brahmachari's deities. And it's up on a little bit of a hill, and when you go down the hill, there's just lawn. And then at the bottom of the hill, bee. And then there's this sitting place around the big tree. Now it's cement and who knows what it was then, but just a little sitting place. And he would sit there. And in this yard of Nakula Brahmachari, thousands of people would come. They didn't have an amplification system, I don't think. But he would exhibit these symptoms that we just heard. And he would speak about Lord Chaitanya. And the persons who saw him and heard from him and had any association, they were lifted just being in his presence. This is described in scripture, that the position, topmost devotee, the Uttama Adhikari devotee, is just by seeing them, one becomes purified. And purified sufficiently that love of God can awaken within their heart. Just by seeing them, one chants Hare Krishna. I'll just tell this little Prabhupada story that I heard from Satchinandana Swami. There was a time before there was airport security when people who were departing on flights could be accompanied by others. So that was the system when Prabhupada was present. Didn't have security check, and you have to have your boarding pass, or otherwise you can't go in through a security check. Didn't have security check. So Prabhupada had his boarding pass, and the whole entourage went and sat. This was in Europe. I don't recall if it was Sweden or Germany, but both places are very formal. Maybe Germany is more formal, but very formal. And the devotees were seated around Prabhupada in the departure lounge, and he was in a chair and exchanging with the devotees, and people were going by, you know, just gawking at seeing the scene of he's with Prabhupada. And he watched and he saw one businessman who was walking, and he turned and he saw Prabhupada, and he just paid obeisances in his suit in the hallway in the airport. Just being in Prabhupada's presence. Or here's another one. I heard this one from Malati. The first time Prabhupada was in New York, and he was invited to come to San Francisco to attend some festival or function that they would arrange, they had arranged. And Prabhupada took an airplane from New York to San Francisco. And Malati shared, we were thinking, why does Prabhupada have to fly in an airplane? He can just come to San Francisco. flying a magic carpet or something, I guess. Anyway, he came, and these devotees had never seen Prabhupada. They had heard of, they'd seen pictures of Prabhupada, but they'd never seen Prabhupada. And the way it was the departure. Then they didn't have jetways, so that, like some of the places in India, you get down from the plane, go down the stairs, and then you walk to the terminal. So that was the situation. It was the summer, and the plane landed, and they watched everybody get off the plane. And they didn't see Prabhupada get off the plane. They were wondering, oh, what happened? But they just continued in the kirtan. And after everyone had come up, you walked from the ground floor up to the upper floor, to the lounge floor, and everyone had come in, and they were still having kirtan, and all of a sudden the kirtan started to increase, just somehow. And then, because I saw the video of this, so my experience was in Boston seeing the video of what I'm now describing. They saw the top of Prabhupada's head coming up the stairs, and they saw his neck, and then they saw his shoulders, and then he turned around and he smiled so radiantly. It was like the sun in the morning. It was so nice. And all the devotees paid their obeisances. They had never paid obeisances before. They weren't trained to pay obeisances. They just paid obeisances. Because being in the presence of a devotee, a pure devotee, an empowered devotee, they just paid their obeisances spontaneously. Know it. These are Western people, not Indian people. No culture. No sense of anything like that. And Malati said, when she paid her obeisances, she started looking up, and there she saw Prabhupada's shoes right in front of her. Then she saw Prabhupada smiling at her. She just melted. Her heart completely melted. Mantra. Please give up your doubts. I know your heart. I know your mind. Please give up your doubts. And Shivananda immediately paid his obeisances, feeling, I have no doubts. Before I was uncertain. Maybe they're just saying things. He gives that as an example of avesha. We say Shaktyavesha. Tomorrow, when we go to visit the house of Goridas Pandit, we'll hear another similar term, Maki. Goridas Pandit was a similar caliber devotee that was given all empowerment to receive and to give love for Krishna to anyone and everyone. And where do you hear the details about Goridas? Just after describing Avesha, he then describes Avirbhav, another way in which Lord Chaitanya made himself present in the company of devotees. He says, Krishna Das Kaviraj says, there are four personalities. Wherever they were, Lord Chaitanya asked, in the kirtans of Shriva Sangha, Lord Chaitanya would come and dance. Wherever Lord Nityananda would dance, Lord Chaitanya would come and dance. And we go to Panihati, you'll hear about that pastime. In the house of Raghava Pandit, that on the final day, assuming you stay with us. And in the house of Mother Sachi, she would make offerings, and he would accept those offerings. And there's details where on some occasions the offerings were completely eaten. And Mother Sachi thought, I must be delirious. I think I forgot to put anything on the plate when they made the offering, and then she'd go and make the offering again, and it was taken again. Like Lord Chaitanya came and ate the offerings. There's a pastime in which he discloses that through Jagatananda to Mother Sachi. Please, my mother, on such and such day, when she made her offering and everything was gone, and she thought she's become delirious or a fuddy old lady or something, and she just forgot. But I came and accepted the offering. Please tell her. Whenever she makes a hum. So that's an avir bhav manifestation of Lord Chaitanya. And then he describes as another. On occasion, Lord Chaitanya would personally come and manifest himself. And he gives the example of Nrisimha Brahmachari. His actual name was Pradyumna Brahmachari, but Lord Chaitanya called him Nrisimha Brahmachari. And on this particular occasion, when we go to Panihati, you'll hear some more about this, but now you're hearing it in advance. Lord Chaitanya was making his trip to Vrindavan, and en route he passed, we heard at Vidyanagara. Before he got to Vidyanagara, he was in Panihati. Panihati is close to Calcutta before he got to Vidyanagara. And then very close to Vidyanagara, very close to Panihati, is the place of Shivananda Sen. Jagatananda was with Shivananda Sen. So the nephew of Shivananda Sen, who was a very fortunate person, according to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, his name was Srikanta Sen. He had gone to Puri in advance, not during the 4 months of the rainy season, but advance of Rath Yatra. And Lord Chaitanya, when he went back, said, take a message to Advaitacharya and all the devotees of Bengal. Tell them not to come to Puri this year. I will come to Navadvip in the month of Posha or December, because Rath Yatra is in July. So he went quickly, and they told Advaitacharya, who was just getting ready to go to attend Rath Yatra, but they canceled their plans. Nobody went. And very eagerly they were awaiting, because before getting to Navadvip, he was going to pass through with the place where Shivananda Sen lives. Jagatananda waited, and Shivananda Sen waited, and they all waited and waited, and they waited, and the month was almost over, and they were starting to get an anxiety. Maybe he's not going to come. Maybe something happened. You know what it's like when you're waiting, and even just when you're waiting for a bus, or waiting for the rest of the people to get on the bus. You're waiting, and it just seems to take forever. What to speak of waiting for Lord Chaitanya to come? So they were in anxiety. So Nrisimhananda Brahmachari came and visited them and said, you don't look so good. What? You're filled with distress. They said, they don't think Lord Chaitanya is going to come. They don't know what happened. And he said, don't worry. I will bring him here in 3 days. Trust me. And he said, meditation. For 2 days, he was in meditation. And then at the end of the second day, he said, he'll be here tomorrow. He's now in Panihati. He didn't send a text message or an email. He's now in Panihati, and he'll be here tomorrow. Please bring ingredients for cooking. I want to personally cook for him. Although Jagatananda was certainly a qualified cook, but he was upstaged by Nrisimha Brahmachari. So Shivananda Sen brought all the ingredients, and he prepared all the ingredients, cooked them, and made 3 offerings. One for Lord Chaitanya, for Lord Jagannath, and one for his Nrisimha deity. And after he made the offering, he left so the lords could eat, and he came back and everything was gone. And he was in ecstasy, because he knew that Lord Chaitanya came and ate everything. but externally he exhibited anger. It's fine that he took the meal that I offered, the prasad that I offered to Lord Jagannath, because Lord Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya are the same. But Nrisingha is fasting. And when the master fasts, how can the disciple, how can the student live? So Shivananda Sen said, he didn't know what to think. Nrisingha Brahmacharya is kind of eccentric person. But he said, all right, I'll bring more ingredients. And he cooked. In the commentary, it says that the doubt in Nrisingha Brahmacharya's heart was, is Lord Nrisinghadev and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the same? Jagannath, yes, but Lord Nrisinghadev and Lord Chaitanya the same? Because his worshipable deity was Lord Nrisinghadev, but the Lord of his life was Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya appeared to show him the same. I'm the same. And so he made another offering to Lord Nrisinghadev, his deity. And the next day Lord Chaitanya came. And Shivananda Sen had this doubt. Did Nrisingha Brahmacharya just eccentric, or did Lord Chaitanya really come? So the next year, when they all went to Puri, in a separate discussion, Lord Chaitanya said, please tell Nrisingha Brahmacharya the prasad that he offered just before I reached your house. It was very, very nice. And then Shivananda Sen could understand. Lord Chaitanya was confirming. It's true. Lord Chaitanya can manifest himself as he wishes. And he wishes where there's pure devotion. And also there's his wish to distribute love of God and the message of pure devotional service. And he enters into the hearts of those, and according to the way the translation reads is according to the potency that's necessary to deliver his divine message, he empowers persons. And in this way, he's personally the one that's delivering, but he does it through the agency of others. So tomorrow will end, and tomorrow we'll hear some more about Gauridas Pandit and his ecstatic devotion and his empowerment. Great empowerment to receive and give Krishna consciousness to others, as our founder Charya was uniquely empowered. So we know him as Bhakti Vaishnava avatar, not just by our sentiment, by reality.